This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's prime minister arrested. Its joint civilian-military council apparently dissolved in a military coup on Monday. A top general declaring a nationwide state of emergency and announcing the end of a joint council that ran the country for the past 2 years. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan made a televised address after military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials of the formerly ruling Sovereign Council. The general said he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country. The world now reacting. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders. A White House deputy press secretary said the United States is deeply alarmed at the reports of the military takeover. The Sudanese Professionals Association called on the public to occupy the streets to protect the transitional government. President Joe Biden said he feels very positive about reaching a deal on his big U.S. domestic policy bill. The president spoke briefly to reporters as he headed to the eastern state of New Jersey to promote his child care and infrastructure plan. White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for the measures are drawing the backing of Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, a person who insisted on anonymity to discuss Manchin's position, tells the Associated Press the senator is agreeable to the White House's new approach. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Moderna says its low-dose COVID-19 vaccine is safe and appears to work in 6 to 11-year-olds. It is the second U.S. vaccine aimed at eventually being offered to children. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is already considering kid-sized doses of the Pfizer vaccine for elementary school-aged children. And if regulators give the okay, shots could begin early next month. The United States will soon reopen its air borders for fully vaccinated foreign visitors. That's if they have been fully vaccinated by one of three COVID-19 vaccines, or if they present a negative COVID-19 test within 24 hours of travel. The new guidelines were announced by the White House on Monday. The new rules take effect November 8th, and only limited exceptions will be allowed, according to senior Biden administration officials during a background briefing with reporters. Those include vaccine exemptions for travelers from 50 countries with exceptionally low vaccination rates, which include some of the world's poorest nations, many of those in Africa. Children under the ages of 18 are also exempt from the vaccine requirement at this time, but they will still have to present a negative test. U.S. technology giant Microsoft says that Russia-backed hackers are continuing to attack global technology systems, this time targeting cloud service resellers. Microsoft says these hackers were also responsible for the 2020 SolarWinds breach of corporate computer systems. Microsoft says the group Nobelium is employing a new strategy. The hackers want to take advantage of the direct access resellers have to their customers' IT systems, hoping to more easily impersonate an organization's trusted technology partner. Microsoft said in a statement Sunday that it had been monitoring Nobelium's attacks since May and has notified more than 140 companies targeted by the group. 14 of the company's systems are believed to have been compromised. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen told British lawmakers Monday that the social media giant unquestionably amplifies online hate. The former Facebook employee echoed what she told U.S. senators earlier this month in testimony to a parliamentary committee in London. Haugen said the media giant fuels online hate and extremism and does not have any incentive to change its algorithm to promote less divisive content. Facebook did not respond to Haugen's testimony on Monday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.